He was like, oh, how about Nate trying to swim underwater, dude?
Dude, we did bad.
So funny.
We swim race. I'll be honest. Yeah. I got second place, but it was an honorable defeat. We're going back and forth.
You won the first one, but that was just me showboating. I should have done it, dude.
I mean, true.
I should have showboated.
You're trying, but also that could have been a strategy. I thought you were genuinely trying. I was
turning sideways and poking you while we were swimming.
In my head, if I'm swimming, I'm going, I'm so fast. He has no other choice than to physically slow me down.
No, I was going, I was swimming like this on my side, going,
I didn't see.
And like, you didn't turn around. You got to be like, one, I won. I was like, I was fucking around.
Dude, in my head, I was like, I'm a complete body length ahead of him right now. Dude, he has no other choice than to grasp for my ankles. Basically, these are fins, dude. Yeah. I thought I was going so fast.
So me and Matt, you know, down and back underwater, not a big deal. That's just something we do. The teams told, you know, they were watching. They were like, "Holy shit, dude!"
Yeah.
But then Nate was like, "Can I go the length?" And we were like, "Yes."
You have to be able to. Yeah, we did down.
You
got to
be able to go one.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
He got 10 feet. And his ass filled with air. Dude, he kept floating ass first up every time.
His bathing suit would bubble up.
And this is in a pool surrounded by nothing but like rich, cool people.
Yeah.
And the waitresses were the hottest. Every single waitress was an Instagram lady. Yeah. Everyone there was rich and hot.
Yeah, it was obscene. It was obscene.
My beautiful body, Nate's fat ass surfacing.
A penis.
Spud's fucking Spud sliding into the pool. Spud hurt like hell.
Spud actually did do the seal slide I was talking about, where he went from the hot tub on his belly and slid into the actual pool.
Slugged right into the pool.
It was like 8 feet. It was far enough.
That must have killed his stomach, dude.
Had to have.
That ground was not like smooth.
Who are you talking to? Look at this fucking cut on my knuckle, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. Look at this. This is from your brother biting me. Oh my God. I put Billy in a headlock, and I was shit-faced, and I was like, doesn't hurt. He's biting the fuck out of me.
Dude, Nate tries to go to the other end, makes it 10 feet. All of a sudden, some of the ice started to crack. Some of the bros around us started to kind of laugh.
People started laughing about
watching
that.
Started to kind of participate in what was going down. And then fucking finally, he tries like 5 times. Finally, and of course, there's this lady standing there. A voluptuous white woman, dude.
Yeah.
Standing there. Huh?
His one... Nate's bro, weakness.
Or was it his strength, dude?
True. He did it for her honor.
Bro, he made it to the other end of the pool.
Of course, there was some. He surfaced and started splash. He started thrashing in the water.
Yeah, his fucking ass popped out of the water.
Everyone was laughing.
But he made it. And that's what I was like,
had
bro.
A nice laugh.
Turns out you put a piece of fucking cheese in the maze, the mouse makes it to the end.
He had to show out for the white babe. Yeah, that was a fucking great trip.
It was so fucking fun.
Blitz, NFL Blitz, dude.
Oh, Let's go. Don't remind me, dude. Don't remind me of my greatest failure.
No, you got it back.
I played Billy. Of course I
beat
my little brother.
Billy.
If you can't beat your little brother in Blitz, man, kill yourself.
That's actually very true. Yeah. If you lose to anybody younger than you, if there's like an age gap, like if you have like nieces and nephews and they come over for like a holiday party and you lose,
kill yourself, dude.
You know how much of a fucking loser you must look like?
It's crazy. That'd be nuts. That would suck, dude.
Dad losing pickup basketball to like a fucking sixth grader. It's like, fuck.
I mean, dude, some would probably rather get cucked.
I would rather get cucked. Yeah, dude. Than get fucking like trounced and maddened on Thanksgiving by like a fucking second grader.
I'd rather get cucked.
I would rather get cucked. I'd rather someone come into my house and fuck my mom.
What's the word for that? What kind of cuck is that? Is that like a great cucking? If someone cucks you via your mom.
Oedipus cuck.
If you get cucked, if your dad gets cucked.
If your dad gets cucked in front of you and your dad, your mom gets cucked. Wait. Yes. You and your dad.
That's like a family curse.
That's probably, you can definitely find that.
If you have to get to be like,
a brother and.
Wait, that guy wasn't here to fix this. Hey, dad, what the hell? What's going on? We got cucked, son.
Son, we've been...
Apparently, I thought that was Domino's. Yeah. I opened it up and it's...
Domino's.
I thought that was Domino's. We opened it up. I saw the guy's dick in the pizza. I said, no!
Oh. You got to just turn to your father and go, lick him tomorrow, though. Yeah. That's the devil's day, dude. That's a devil of a day. Donimo's guy comes in and fucks your mom in front of you and your dad.
There was nine black guys in your backyard.
Oh, you got to get out of here. God.
God damn it.
You just chased away the big sausage pizza.
That was not the hell was that?
That was not Galactus.
Donimo's. Oh, who the hell Donimo's is hiring these days?
Donimo's.
Donimo's. Donimo's is so fun. Donimo's. Chase the driver. Donimo's.
We would order pizza every Friday. Both my cousins lived next door. They had 10 kids. We had 6 kids. And we would order
16 freaks.
16 kids.
Hills Have Eyes come running out.
So like we would see
Donimo's.
We'd all be looking out from our respective houses on Friday night to see which way the pizza truck went, because we were waiting. Like, where is that? And my one cousins would be waiting outside. When they pulled up their driveway, they would go, Donimo's. They were like 9 years old. Donimo's.
Yeah, they're 9 years old. They're also 200 pounds, 6'5", dude.
Yeah, yeah.
How big were those fucking, how big was Bat as a kid? Dude,
so when me and Bat, my cousin Bat, 6'6", we were in, I think, 6th, 7th grade, bro, like just same height. And we hit 7th and 8th, and he just like skyrocketed.
He dynamoed out.
He dynamoed out.
Too many dynamos.
We didn't order the right dynamos.
He was getting the cheesy bread.
Yeah.
He was taking the cheesy bread back.
I think the fucking, I think that, whatchamacallit, the cinnamon and breadsticks kind of stunted my growth. They were doing the right thing.
You were getting cheesy. Cinnamon, they were going cheesy breads. Classic. Cheesy bread dynamos is so good, dude. Me and my mom and my dad are at dynamos. Dynamo's.
Dynamo's is good though, dude. People hate on Domino's pizza. I've always liked it.
We just got it this weekend.
I remember I saw it.
I got it too late though. I got fucking stale Domino's.
But still.
It was fine.
I know what you're saying.
I was excited for the chicken wings.
True.
So I got to eat them chicken wings. I had a little bit of Donimo's, and then I realized the teams were watching me dark red eating fucking Donimo's. I was like, I look like a freak.
We didn't talk about the bird,
Mr.
Dude.
Anger.
Well, from inside out,
I was absolutely that.
Dudes, we're in a pool all day. Honestly, one of the best days in a while. Having a good time. People are starting to break the ice. This is the most rigid ice around us of just like dudes trying to be cool. Obviously, the alpha was there, fucking displaying. People are having a good time. We retire to our bedrooms, and Shane's like, I'm going to be burnt. I'm like, bro, we're not going to be burnt, man. I can feel it. We're good. We're not going to get burnt.
No, I saw it before I went up.
Did you really?
I saw it on the tops of my thighs, like right above my knee. Before I went up, I was like, holy shit, if I can see that I'm burnt already.
Oh, no, it's done.
I'm fucked.
Done deal.
I didn't know how bad it was.
It was a San Diego sun, dude. First, imagine your first fucking burn of the year being the San Diego.
It's also fucking 68 degrees, 70 degrees. You don't realize how fucking harsh the dynamos is. I got fucked, dude. I took a nap before the show. I went to take a shower before the show. I looked in the mirror. I was like, holy fuck, dude.
Dude, it was.
My forehead was ruined. So then it obviously just progressively gets way worse throughout the evening.
Yeah.
First show, I'm like, holy fuck, everyone's going to notice how much of a freak I look. By the second show, I would have given anything to look like I did on the first show. Anytime I walked back into the green room, whoever was in there would be like, Jesus Christ,
he
dude.
Came in, he's like,
it's getting worse.
I'm purple. And it was not far off.
Yeah.
It was a deep crimson.
Well, I'm losing
crimson.
My hair.
I can't
up there.
Fucking talk today. Crimson.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Crimson nose.
The top of my head is new to the sun.
Yeah, so this true. Area is, it's baby skin.
This area is still purple.
Yeah, it's over. It's not nothing like it
nothing.
Was.
Nothing, bro. I was crushed.
That shit
then I had
was.
To fly back the next day.
And you had the sunglass. You had the sunglass.
Yeah,
pails,
I had the sunglass.
Oh, you had the Zorro.
This side of
Zorro's,
my face
dude.
Was worse. Because we sat in one spot for like a half hour at the end. I was Harvey Dent. Yeah. I'm Harvey Domino's. It's Harvey Dynamo up there.
Well, then I was like, dude, no one's going to be able to tell.
Well, they put blue lighting on the stage to help. And they're like, well, you're going to be lit with blue lighting. You won't be able to see it like that. And I was like,
that'd be
they're
funny
definitely
if you're
going to see
like,
it.
Shit, where is he?
Yeah.
He's completely disappeared.
Canceled me out. I got on stage. I was like, dude, I got fucking so somber, and only the people in the front row could see it.
Yeah, the other
no
nine,
one laughed.
The other 900,
like, anyway,
95 people were like, what's he talking about?
That is a bad feeling waking up with a look. You look insane. I looked insane.
It was funny.
It was so hot.
It
hurt.
I know, dude. You were dying.
It was so shitty.
That was crazy.
But I was like, woke up. Normally when you get a bad sunburn, you're just like, whatever, who gives a fuck? Yeah. This was like, oh, a spotlight's going to be on my forehead in front of 1,000 people tonight. I'm going to look like a fucking insane person. Somebody, it might have been Spud. People are gonna be like, he was like, people are gonna be like, damn, he's not doing good. Like, I was like, fuck, man.
It sounds like a Spudism.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, you're so fucked up. Like, people are gonna see you and be like, holy shit, he's doing bad. To be that sunburned, like, you must be like drunk and depressed. Just
I think someone was like, "Oh, would you fall asleep outside?"
Yeah,
no, I was conscious.
I was like, "No, this was a choice. I could have put sunscreen."
You
on.
Did make the choice. You're like, "Nah, I'm just."
I was like, "Fuck it, I'll get a couple more freckles."
Yeah,
have fun.
No big deal. That was the right choice, though. Cooling your sunburn, dude. Let's go back to an age old debate: who's more salt life? You got to cool your sunburnt head off on stage with a I won't mention the beer.
Bud Light.
But you got to cool your head off on stage with a beer from your sunburn.
Yeah, that was pretty
salt
sick.
Life.
That is ultimate salt
SL,
life.
That's SL, dude.
That's a stamp.
They might have put a pin in the fucking case, dude. I will be at the beach all of July.
You were nice, dude. The underwater battles. You were, dude. You said you claimed to be Gio, dude, in the pool. You are not.
True.
You're fucking
underwater.
Nice.
On the surface,
I saw
crap.
That. Yeah, true. I saw that backstroke.
You know where I learned how to swim underwater? I used to pinch people. I'd go to the beach, the Jersey Shore. I'd go up to them underwater, pinch them, and I would go so far away underwater.
You'd swim
That by the time I popped up, nobody suspected me.
Wow.
And I would do this pretty much all day to my cousin's delight. Dude, pinching strangers underwater.
Oh, we're talking strangers.
Strangers, total strangers.
Holy shit.
I swim up on like, I get deep enough.
You're scared the fuck out
dude,
of
me. Dude, I would watch people run. Well, my cousins would really watch, and I'd pop up and kind of check the aftermath. Oh. There was no. Then I get them. I'm like, you do it. Let me watch. My cousin would make it like 6 feet away.
Nate, his ass would come up.
Because the water is so murky in New Jersey. Like, yeah. If you're like 4 feet in the water,
you can't
see anything.
Yeah,
dude, watching a stranger react. To
opening water underwater or opening your eyes underwater is pretty salt life, dude.
Yeah,
in the ocean, in New Jersey?
I don't think I even opened them, bro. I think I just fucking
echolocation.
I think I just fucking moved. I'm cetacean nation. But dude, I want to do that this year. I'm going to get someone this year.
You're going to get arrested.
Dude, I would fucking like, dude, there was one time where I watched.
You can't do that as a fucking adult, dude.
You have to. Dude, I watched a guy, there was this dude in a cut sleeve shirt, chilling the whole time. Like, come in the water. He's like,
the water's clear and they can see you come. They're like, fucking weird guy's coming towards us.
True, I would get ladies and men alike, dude, just right on their foot. It's fucking, or I would do a quick little like. One of these
oh
will get people.
God,
if you give
dude.
The
I would run into the. I would run, dude.
I don't know if it was the guy. I got a tough guy one time. Like kept a cut sleeve shirt on in the ocean. I got his foot. He fucking booked. Then
fucking
there was a
right.
lady. There was a guy trying to get like his daughter to come.
Getting
in
a tough
time.
Guy is nice.
I got a tough guy, and he fucking scuttled out of the water.
Bitch.
I mean, anyway, dude. If I feel something like it was like a conscious.
Yeah.
Fucking creature rubbing yes. your foot. It just like,
if I touch a fucking seashell that's like if it's all sand and I touch one hard thing, I'm like, there's something in here.
I'm the same way. Dude, that was so fun doing that.
One time I went to the beach and I was getting crushed by jellyfish. I was like, I'm getting stung. I was with my cousin. And she was like, no, you're not. You're being a pussy. And I was like, I swear to God, I'm getting stung. It hurts so bad. And we stayed out there. And then finally, she got stung once. And was like, holy shit, I just got stung. We got to go back. Dude, I had welts. welts all over me. We had to piss.
Do you have to pee after you get stung?
Tinkle on it.
Oh, is that what happens?
Yeah, you got piss on the where you got bit by a...
Did it work?
I got
hard. Did you... How'd you get the pee on you? Just curious.
I don't think we tinkled. I was just trying to make that story somewhat interesting. Once I started telling it, I realized it wasn't.
I figured I would insinuate that my cousin peed on my leg.
I was just going to tell you about a time my female cousin pissed all over me.
I mean, that is true, though. If a girl's like, no, you're being a pussy, I'm like, you're absolutely right. I am being a pussy.
I stomached like my three fingers. Fucking jellyfish stings,
dude, that sucks. I'm still terrified.
And I was absolutely like, it really hurts. I'm serious. I wasn't like champing these things. I was like, for real, like, ow, ow. We have to go in. No, I remember we put sand on it.
Did you?
Wet like, sand on it.
And you were like, would you please pee on the sand?
I was like, I don't think this is working. This hurts. It still hurts. It's like three bee stings, dude. It hurts
that
so
sucks,
bad.
Dude. It fucking sucks. Were you down there in August, might I ask?
I'm not sure when it was.
It's like August is when the fish...
I think we were down Hilton Head way.
Ooh.
Which, you know, my family, yeah. Probably wasn't prime time.
Yeah.
Probably fucking October.
Dude, as I get older, man, the beach in September is nice.
Oh, yeah.
Indian summer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The less crowded beach, the better.
Yeah, dude.
I don't care. But if the water's cold, I'll be blacked out up to my knees pissing.
Nothing.
And then I'll try to lay down. No, I don't need to swim.
Well, the
at that
water's
point.
Warm in September. If you hit September, man, it's like not bad.
Yeah, true.
I went down there last September way, and it was nice.
Where'd you head?
It's down to Seattle. But yeah, I dude, it's
see, I don't love the Jersey Shore like that.
I don't either. I mean,
it's just too much fucking. It's just Philly trash.
Yeah,
it's Philly and Jersey trash packed on a beach.
Yeah, well, Seattle especially because there's like a million bars.
God damn it.
What's that?
My fucking agents are calling incessantly. I hope something bad's not happening in my career.
Yikes.
They found out.
They found out. You're worshiping the devil.
They found out I'm actually a Satanist.
Dude, I pulled up behind a fucking Satanist license plate today at daycare. I pulled up and there was...
They're probably scoping out some fresh blood.
I don't know what the fuck was going on. There was like a... Like, you know, like that little religion thing with the fish and it has some people...
Yeah,
like
coexist
legs on it
or the...
Well, it's like the just the fish bumper.
Yeah, what's that thing called?
Ixius or something?
Yes. It's something
is
like
it the
that.
I forget. But the...
Ixiakos or some bullshit.
Ixiakos. Dude, the... yes, I pull up the Ixiakos or whatever the fuck that thing is.
Yeah.
With a like devil, like Satan inside of it. And I go, the fuck is that? And then I pull up... And then Brittany didn't notice it. You know, I'm like Da Vinci Code, obviously. I'm hitting all the symbols. There was like a goat head thing, like a garden with a goat. And I'm like... What is it?
Ixthes.
Oh, I had to tap into my dead language base.
Yeah. You're Aramaic.
Yeah. I have been reading the Lamps, the translation of the Bible, but it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's the Aramaic.
What's going on with the translation of the Bible?
The Lamps, the translation?
I think we talked about it. How long have you been working on this?
Dude. I have
months.
My progress has been spotty, but
yeah, it's all right.
It is sick though.
I read the first 100 pages of East of Eden. I've been telling everyone, I'm like, dude, East of Eden's so good. I love it.
Dude, you got to read The Professor of Desire. You might like that.
I think it sounds like I would hate this.
No, it's so good.
Is it about a horny fucking professor?
Yeah, but he denounces his sexuality. He denounces his horniness, dude. And it's like, him who now he can't get a boner and he's depressed. And dude, it might be the funny. Right.
Maybe I'm in.
It might be. It's by Philip Roth, a classic.
Oh, I love Philly Roth.
Classic. I mean, it's classic Jewish literature.
Mushies.
Yeah.
Mushies time.
It's classic. I mean, Jews rock again. Let me say it again on the record.
Jews rock.
Classic Jewish literature. Philip Roth, dude.
My fucking boner's not working. And I'm...
Well, that's pretty much how his parents. Dude, he's at one point he gets so depressed. He has a threesome in France. I'll give you the whole. You don't have to read it. I'll tell you the whole story.
Threesome.
So this guy, he's a young man. His parents own a resort, basically a hotel for like rich Jewish people, and they come and they're like. He has a cousin or something. They keep praising. They're like, oh, he's so handsome. Herbie's so handsome. And like
Herbie.
Some kid is his cousin. Yeah. So then he's just kind of watching this other dude get all the shine. So then eventually he goes to high school. And this is like the late 50s. So he's so horny and he's like asking to like smell the girl's hair. And he finds out.
He's hitting with JB.
Hit him with JB. He gets to like kiss a girl's belly button. Dude,
it's America. Smell your hair.
He kisses a girl's belly button. That's like the one. Because they're all awesome. Like, dude. Go away. You're fucking freaking.
Kissing girls' bellies is the fucking shit.
Dude, he wasn't wrong about that.
Yeah.
And also, too, I think the author might be the biggest horn dog because he's like, this stuff's so specific that I'm like, dude, you didn't make this up.
Yeah.
Which this guy, Philip Roth, is the bro. He does rule. So he's like kissing ladies' bellies and they're like, bro, get away. You're kind of weird. And then he goes away to college and he only gets along with one dude.
Now it's belly time.
Well, this dude.
Time to explore.
This dude's gay. He doesn't know this guy's gay. So he's like,
shit.
They were just arguing about like literature, and he's like, no, and no one else will talk literature with him but this one gay guy. So obviously. So then he's like, and he keeps noticing how this gay guy has like
what books was the gay guy reading? Like How to Be a Bad Bitch in the Business World, sitting poolside, the subtle art of not giving a fuck. I don't even care.
I forget. I think this guy was the dude in the book was obsessed with Chekhov.
Okay.
Just a dreary Russian.
Yeah.
Kind of like a dreary Russian Christian type of dude. But it was actually kind of sad. The conclusion of the whole book, by the way, is like, as a human, you can either stifle your passions or go fully with them. In both ways, you're destroyed in the end. But I was like, damn, it's kind of sad. But then he,
So then he.
So wait,
he,
you can either follow your passions or not, but either way, you're dead.
Well, he was like, your passions will destroy
you.
Somebody
had to write that down. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he goes, your passions will destroy you if you follow them recklessly, but if you try to stifle them too much, it'll just kind of like kill you inside.
Oh, I see. I thought it was more of like a, you can follow your dreams or not. Either way, you're dead.
No. It's talking. They're more about like they thought like coming was a sin back then. So this guy was like under the impression that like coming was bad. So he's kissing Bella.